Okay.
What's up? What are we talking about?
The last story. This one's about the treasure, the hidden treasure, and the man who's searching for the treasure. Hasn't found it yet.
Why?
Did you listen carefully?
That's the point. This book started with listen. Because you're not listening. You're busy talking. And simplify. I got it. Yeah. It's like that. It's not. He had a wish. Your wish, right? Not to work, not to do hard and gain something good. Who doesn't want that? Every animal even is looking for that. So, he was given what? He was given the instrument and the guidance how to do it. He didn't listen to that guidance, did he? They told him, put this stuff and let go. They didn't say pull, but in his mind, he added it to that. You always do. When they say something, you either translate it or expand it with all your knowledge and previews and, I don't know, imagination and all that. And his imagination really was troublesome because it was not personal. Everybody came in, the king came in, and the archers came in, and all of that with no success. Now, let's see the outcome. Peter?
How the voice from heaven called to the seeker of the treasure and acquainted him with the truth of the mysteries thereof. He was in this when inspiration came to him, and these difficulties were solved for him by God, saying...
That's the point. Okay. We are all busy thinking and doing this stuff and the mistakes and all of that. Who will correct it? Who? This is that invisible force that, I don't know, we call it God. We don't know what it is. But it's the creator and it's the giver. Let's go back. What was his prayer at the beginning? Oh God, please give me this, right? Then God paid attention. And they told him, go there and find that piece of paper, remember? And so on, but in the midway, you forget about it. You get lucky. The situation changes. But you are confused. Because first of all the success is yours, all the tricks in your hand, and you even forget the simple directions. Yes?
Saying, it told you to put an arrow to the bow, When were you told to pull the bowstring? It did not tell you to draw the bow hard. It bade you put to the bow, not shoot with your full strength.
He didn't tell you which arch and how full and so on and so on. They told you put it there and let it go. Why did you pull it? Yes?
You, from vanity, raised the bow aloft and brought to a high pitch the art of archery. Go, renounce this skill in drawing the strong bow. Put the arrow to the bow, and do not seek to draw to the full extent. When it falls, dig up the spot and search. Abandon strength, and seek the gold by means of piteous supplication.
Ah, are you listening to the trick? We didn't tell you to put forces in it. Don't count on your forces when you're asking us and we're helping you. But you always... Yes?
That which is real is nearer than the neck artery. You have shot the arrow of thought far afield. Oh, you who have provided yourself with bow and arrows, the prey is near, and you have shot far.
Normally this is how it is. The solution is easy and ready over there, but you don't notice it. You don't pay attention to the easiest stuff, because you think that there is easy, and you could turn everything around. Yes?
The farther one shoots, the farther away and more separated is he from a treasure like this. The philosopher killed himself with thinking. Let him run on, for his back is turned towards the treasure.
Suddenly, a philosopher came in. Who is the philosopher? You? You have your philosophies, you have to think about everything and explain everything and a little bit of show off. Yes.
Let him run on. The more he runs, the more remote does he become from the object of his heart's desire. That king said, those who have striven in us. He did not say, those who have striven away from us, O restless one. As came
everything, after all the details, the most important thing. What is the most important thing in your life? What is it? Having something? This is the animal wish. We talked about it. There is only one thing which is the most important stuff in my life. What is it? To get closer to Haq. Not to arrive, not to be there, but get closer. Means improve yourself. Don't distend between you and the general idea of this universe. So, relax, cool down. Yes?
As Canaan, who in disdain of Noah, went up to the top of that great mountain, the more he sought deliverance towards the mountain, the more was he separated from the place of refuge.
Yeah. He wanted to run away from someone he didn't like. And by this, what did he do? What is the outcome? When you run away from somebody, you go in the mountain, You have run away from humanity. What about the other people? He didn't like Canaan. Okay, I go in the mountain. Then, when you're in the mountain, you're lost. You're nobody. You're nothing. Yes?
Like this dervish, for the sake of the treasure and the mine, sought the bow more strongly every morning. And the more strongly he gripped the bow each time, the worse luck he had in respect of the treasure and the mark.
That's the trick. Harder you try, further you go. Because you have to follow the instinct of what? Running away? Where? From what? We are here to mix, to become we. Do you remember how it happened? How did it happen? Talking. No animal could get together like we do, because we could understand each other, but we have to try to not run away. Your animal